Hello.
Hey, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Survey. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm okay.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, the reason for the call is because we're conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help me with this real quick?
Sure.
Wonderful. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And may I please ask your age?
62.
Okay. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask you your race? White, African-American, Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian,
white.
Mixed? Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning not at all motivated and next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. Which one will you use?
0 to 10. 9.
Okay. And regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm registered. I'm an Independent.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Improving
K-12.
Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Improving K-12 public schools education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, health care costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, crime and violence, gun regulation reform, climate change, environmental issues.
Crime and violence.
Crime
and
violence.
Education.
Okay. And all right, spare me one moment. All right. And in your opinion, the economic condition in the country getting better, staying the same, about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting better.
Getting better? Okay. And thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying the same, just about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Getting better? Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexuality, identity, or preference in your everyday life? Very often, not often, not often at all, or often?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. Would you say we have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same rights.
Same rights? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'd like to rate your feelings towards about some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm, very comfortable, very favorable towards them. 0 meaning very cold, uncomfortable. 50 not meaning warm or cold. And you can use anywhere from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, let me know.
Okay.
The NAACP.
Uh, 75.
Okay. The Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
No, the
Democratic Party.
50.
Okay. Donald Trump.
25.
Okay. Camila Harris.
25.
Joe Biden.
50.
Ron DeSantis.
75.
And Taylor Swift.
No comment.
Okay. Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Cornell West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump. Who would you vote for, Cornell West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Cornell West.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, or not so worried, or not worried?
The rise of what?
White supremacy.
Somewhat worried.
Okay. I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Do you agree
or disagree? Disagree strongly or would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Abortion access should be legally protected and protectedly right in this country.
Agree.
Somewhat strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income equality in society.
Agree strongly.
Okay. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree. Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of the black Americans.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. America's diversity makes it stronger.
Strongly agree.
Okay. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Moderately agree.
Okay. Okay. Somewhat. I'm going to read two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Statement A says, parents should have direct say in the education of their children, receiving including books and have access to. Parents should have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view in banning books, both limits children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with?
The first one.
Okay. Statement A, strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I want to read a list of things that people say are important to democracy to survive. Please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means extremely important. 5 means somewhat important. 0 means not important at all. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Okay. Immigration to this country.
7.
A commitment to Christian idols.
5.
The right to bear arms.
7.
Police that treat everyone the same.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
10.
Okay. And I'm going to read some statements that people have made on how can we make improvements into the country. Please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree with the statement. 0, you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. First one says, American democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are being under attack, so our votes matter more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we will risk losing everything we have gained.
8.
Okay. Other one says, over the last few years, a stacked extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action on higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to business to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives. We need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
5.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me know. Please rate your level of motivation on voting for next year's presidential elections in November on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. Which one would you use?
10.
Okay. And which of these issues that we've discussed today do you feel most responsible for your change in motivation?
No comment.
Okay. Okay. And switching gears a bit on the last few questions are statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you completed? First 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's or postgraduate?
Bachelor's.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children living of 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the approach on political issues, do you describe yourself as liberal, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm moderate. Libertarian.
Moderate. Okay. Okay. And how often would you attend? How often do you attend like church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Never.
Every week. Every week.
Okay. All right. And how would you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Wonderful. This concludes our survey this evening. Thank you so much for your participation. Have a wonderful rest of the Sunday. Have a great week.
You're welcome. You too. Take care.
Thanks. Likewise. Goodbye.